91 and 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the secret place. So many things can happen in a secret place. I believe one of these altars is a secret place. You can come to pray. Worship from, you may be seated, I'm sorry. You come to worship and praise God, and most of the time, sometimes we have a need. We have a, maybe we need healing, or maybe we have a someone who backslided in the church we care about. Maybe we have a lost loved one that we love that needs to be saved. Every time we come to the secret place, sometimes we have a need. When we pray in the secret place, that need can be met. Because we have a God that can do all things. Nothing is impossible for God, but all things are possible. So when you come to that secret place, you got to have faith and expect God to do what you ask of. All you need is faith. That's all He asks for. And He'll do the rest. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we think, I can't do it. Sometimes the devil will try to attack me, saying, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to be up here preaching. I'm not. But He's worthy. I can't do this by myself. I need Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Over the past week, I was struggling and wondering if I could do this, and the devil was just coming at me how I couldn't do this. I wasn't good enough. I would never be able to reach souls. And then I just, one night at my dad's, I was at my dad's, and he doesn't go to church, and neither does my grandma, and she stays with him. And it just, when I was over there, I felt so dirty. I mean, I didn't sin, or I wasn't doing anything wrong, but I didn't feel clean. When I come to this church, I feel cleansed. I feel good. I mean, it's amazing, and I just wasn't feeling right. So it was about late at night. I went outside and I just began to kneel down and begin to worship God and just begin to praise Him and say, Lord, I'm not worthy, but You are. You're worthy. I need You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And about that time, after I got done praying, my mom texted me and she said, Lord woke me up and I was praying for you. And I was like, wow. And it wasn't just my mom. Hannah woke up and my Aunt Bridget woke up. And I was thinking, wow, thank You, God. God seen that I needed prayer. And He said, come on, Angie, I need you to wake up. Come on, Aunt Bridget, I need you to wake up. Hannah, I need you to wake up, because there's somebody out there in Louisiana that needs your prayers. And they begin to pray for me. But how do we stay on the right track? This book. This book will keep you on the right track. Uplifting music can keep you on the right track. The music we play, it's uplifting. I love it. I can feel the anointing and the power of God. But there's some things you need to watch out for. Like all that worldly music, it'll bring you down and out, and you're just depressed. And there's spirits in that music. I'm telling you, there's spirits in that music. You may not think it, but there is. That music can get a hold to you, and that spirit in that music, and it can get a hold to you and can destroy your life. You don't realize, but If you listen to that worldly music, that's what you're worshiping. Well, I'm not really worshiping it or singing it. I'm just listening to it. But you may be just listening to it. But you might catch yourself walking down the hall or in the mall, and all of a sudden, what are you doing? That just tune just starts coming to your head. And you might just start singing it, not even realizing it. And you're worshiping it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's worship the Lord a minute. I just want to encourage y'all tonight to build a secret place. It can be in your room. It can be out in a pasture. It can be anywhere. You can just turn your music on, gospel music, and then just begin to start praying and worshiping you, and just begin praying. It don't have to be 30 minutes long. Just start small, 5 minutes. You pray about 5 minutes a day, pretty soon you're praying about 10 minutes a day. And you start praying 30 minutes a day. And then you begin to fall in love with it. You grow with God. It's like a new kid at school. When you're the new kid at school, it's hard to talk to somebody because you don't really know them. It's awkward when you're up to someone and you really don't know. But the more y'all begin to talk, the more y'all connect, the more y'all have things in common. Well, that's how we are with God. The more you talk to God, He will reveal Himself to you. And the more you feel His Spirit. We got to begin to talk to God and worship Him. And we start to feel His Spirit. We feel anointed. I mean, some people's got a calling in their life in here. I know they do. We got to be available to God. We can't let things get in the way. Sometimes we say, well, I'm too busy. I got this going on. Well, we need to make time. We can make an appointment at the doctor. Why can't we make time to pray and spend time with God? We just need to make time for God and build a secret place. And I want to leave y'all with that tonight. And thank y'all for supporting me.
Hallelujah. God is good. He's so good to us. Hallelujah. I'm glad that all it takes is a humble spirit